Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And although we're still in the holiday season, Christmas is past, and with that, an approaching new year. And I'd like to just share on some thoughts on getting our priorities right. As we look toward a new year, our thoughts are focused on the promises of God, reflecting not only on our past, but seeing what the future might hold for us, where God is directing us. And as while all those things are important, yet I think our most important priority is our relationship with the Lord. And so as this year draws to an end, it might be good to just reflect on our personal relationship with the Lord. Psalm 18 and 19 says, referring to God, He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. Isn't that precious? Because the Lord delights in you. He saved you and He brought you into a large place, into a promised land. That's what Canaan represents to the children of Israel. As they were brought out of Egyptian bondage, it was a land flowing with milk and honey. And in Exodus 19 and 4, the Lord says, I bear you on eagle's wing and brought you unto myself. Beloved, our relationship with the Lord should be our number one priority. So let's focus on that as this year draws to an end. And if we can get that right, then everything else, I believe, will fall into place. Now, in order to do that, I think we need to take a sober look at ourselves. 1 John 1 and 8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We're to strive after perfection, but none of us reaches sinless perfection in this life. And so the Holy Spirit is constantly working with us to convict us and to bring us into a greater and greater revelation of Jesus and an experience of His righteousness in our lives. There's a powerful passage found in the book of Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, and here we see the people returned from the Babylonian captivity, and they were gathered as Ezra the scribe began to read the book of the law of Moses, which God had commanded Israel had given to them. And I want to start reading just a few verses in verse 8 of chapter 8. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And beloved, that's what the Lord wants us to do as this old year draws to an end, to hear the word of the Lord and to realize that, yes, we may have fallen short, but that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with the Lord's help, we desire to enter ever more fully into His grace and into His promises that He has for us. Now, we need to look clearly at areas of sin in our lives. Is there perhaps someone you're angry at? Someone, or perhaps even the Lord? It's possible for us, even though we don't like to admit it, we can be angry at the Lord for allowing certain things to happen, or perhaps not to happen in your life or in the lives of loved ones. Anger is something that can eat away at us just like a cancer, and we need to acknowledge it. the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So we need to ask God to deliver us. We can't do it in our own strength, but in all these areas where we fall short, we just have to be willing. And there could be a hatred, a dislike of someone else. And, you know, I guess the best way to check that is to just think of a person who may have given you difficulty in the past, and what's your immediate first response? And if it's not less than loving or Christ-like, then you need to go to the Lord. And sometimes, you know, we can have a hatred or dislike of ourselves, and that's certainly unacceptable because the Lord loves us, and He wants us to forgive and to love ourselves. We could have resentments or unforgiveness at people in your present life circumstances, or perhaps many years removed, and we need to forgive and not harbor any bitterness or resentment. Sometimes envy is a problem, or impatience. I don't know about you, that's an area that if you ask the Lord for patience, He allows many opportunities for you to be impatient. And in today's world where everything has to be instant, I believe that's something we all have to deal with in today's lifestyles. There may be doubt, there may be unbelief. Those are sins before the Lord. There may be disobedience. Perhaps there was something God has spoken to your heart to do this year, and you haven't done it. There might be some action, some benevolent action. You know, the word says, he that knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. And perhaps there might be something in the area of finances. Well, some people get really uncomfortable when you talk about finances, but if God's spoken to you to do something and you haven't, you don't want to disobey Him, because in obedience, there's great reward. There's great blessing. Perhaps you have some of the gifts of the Spirit operating in your life and you're not moving in them. Well, the Lord is encouraging, urging you, reminding you that those are His gifts, and He's given them to you for a purpose, to obey, that others can be encouraged and uplifted and blessed by your obedience to the Lord. Now, in today's world, there could be idolatry. Now, when we hear that word, we think of the Bible, we think of Israel serving, turning aside and serving other gods, gods of gold and silver. Well, not that many people of the world do that today, at least not in this country, but there are many other idols, the idols of self. It's easy even for Christians to have self enthroned on our hearts rather than the Lord, even though we give Him lip service. Or in today's America, it could be sports, it could be materialism and money, getting ahead, it could be family and loved ones. Jesus said, if you love mother, brother, father more than me, you're not worthy of me. And so as the Lord has just moved on my heart, that I think we ought to, as this year draws to an end, just to take an inventory, take a look at our relationship with the Lord and desire of Him that He really, really becomes first place in our lives, that He's our uppermost priority, that we have no one else beside Him, and that He alone is our Lord. And that means that there are no other gods before Him. There also could be, perhaps, an indulgence of the fleshly nature. There could be a lack of restraint of the carnal nature. There could be no gentleness or temperance. The Bible says in Galatians, the 5th chapter, it talks about the works of the flesh, they're manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I told you before, as I've also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's a very strong statement that Paul made, and that is those who make a practice of doing such things. We might fall in any one of these areas, but if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. We are not to have a haughty or arrogant spirit. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We're not to be judgmental. Beloved, there's nothing constructive about being judgmental. We're to judge not, lest we ourselves are judged. If we're judging others, we're going to be judged with that same judgment, the word tells us. Beloved, So many hearts have been hardened because they've constantly turned off the gentle wooing of the Holy Spirit. David was a man after God's own heart, but he was a man just like us. And he made some really, if I can say, brilliant mistakes in Psalm 51 when confronted with his sin of Bathsheba by Nathan the prophet. He repented before God, and hear what he declares in this beautiful psalm. In verse 10, he says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Praise God. Well, as I would bring this broadcast to a close, I would like to spend just a brief time in prayer. And if you will, if you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you, will you join me so that we can have our priorities right, that our first priority will be our relationship with the Lord, and that we will seek Him with a whole heart, we'll have no other gods before us, and that His joy will be our strength. Father, I thank you for this time that we've been able to share today. They're just a few brief moments, Lord, in your presence and in your spirit. But we pray that prayer that David prayed. Create in us, O Lord, a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Help us to have the right priorities, that you alone would be our God, that everything else will center around you. If we will seek the kingdom of God first and your righteousness, Lord, all these other things will be added to us. Give to us, Lord, a fervent, burning desire, that the fervency of our first love, where we will serve and love you with all of our heart, and in so doing, see many others brought to you by the life that we live, not just our words, Lord, but the very testimony of our lives as living epistles read of all men. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, I trust you will continue to be blessed in the presence of the Lord with His joy and peace throughout this holiday season. God bless you. I thank you for joining me. I do invite you to write. You may have some special areas of agreement you need me to stand with you in prayer on, and I'd be delighted to do that. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.